Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness brings you this ditty from June 8th, 1992. It is a dumb birthday game, for which there'll be many installments of. And then a good 15 minutes of regular callers to close out what was the 3 a.m. hour. You'll hear a Kid Company promo. Norm has a little trouble with Hal's Homestead Handbook, a Purity supermarket commercial, an ad for the Concord Hotel, and a promo for WBZ New England Business News. The game will feature I, myself, Tony, in studio, Russ Gannon in traffic, and a cast of first-time players, Mike in Gloucester, Betty in Malden, who has a cat playing with the phone cord, Dottie in Northampton, New Hampshire, who has a very funny laugh that Norm boldly defines, and Pat in Arlington. And just you wait for the bonus performance. Norm as Lionel Barrymore and Russ Gannon as Jimmy Stewart. After the game, we'll hear a caller talk about her upcoming trip to Alaska and another on a newspaper from the 40s called PM. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you episode 3.
It's now 68 degrees in Boston.
Last traffic report before the dumb birthday game.
Happy, happy, that's joy,
that's
joy.
That's right. So fill up now. Otherwise, you'll be stranded. I don't even know what I'm saying. Anyway, this is...
Before you're left high and dry, as your thirst for information...
Yes.
...is unsatiable. Something like that? Unsatisfied?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about
either. Get it now before the birthday game? Before it's too late?
Oh, I see. That's right, too. Yeah. Do it now before the birthday game. I'm talking about the WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network, your last traffic report before the dumb birthday game.
I had a sudden burst of Norm there for a second. I wasn't making any sense.
Yeah, I know that. You're starting to sound like me. Anyway, what is there any traffic there? You going to waste a minute just kind of...
I'll waste even less than that, sure.
Okay.
So if you make your way in and around the city right now, watch for workers inside the Sumner in the right-hand lane and in the left-hand lane of the Callahan. The rest of the downtown section is very quiet. No problems on the expressway, lower deck, Tobin Bridge, or Star Drive. Same goes for the outer highways. They're just as quiet as travel is smooth on 128, 95, 93, and the Mass Pike. Russ Gannon, WBZ, 24-Hour Traffic Network.
Call for the special Father's Day gift and receive free green fees at over 1,300 golf courses around the country and save 50% off 2,000 hotels. Call today and receive two membership cards for the price of one. Call 1-800-755-GOLF.
WBZ has something for you and your kids to do on Saturdays. Every Saturday afternoon at 5, it's WBZ's Kid Company, a radio news magazine produced for kids that can get your whole family talking. Games and prizes, thoughtful conversation, and a good time for you to share with your children. Kid Company, Saturday late afternoons at 5 on New England's news and information station, WBZ, AM 1030.
Okay, we'll be playing the dumb birthday game in just a moment. And you can tell we are because there's a hush that's fallen over the city. And there's kind of an electricity in the air. Why don't I shut up and get on with it? The lottery numbers, Massachusetts daily lottery number 7507. Rhode Island, 0890, Connecticut Daily, 742, and the Connecticut Play, 40628. Red Sox won 4-0. Great game, good pitching by Joe Hesketh as Red Sox beat the Cleveland Indians. And Chicago beat the Portland Trailblazers. The Bulls, 94, Blazers, 84. Chicago leads the best of seven series, 2-1. Okay, we'll... This word, and then we'll do the game. If you're stressed out by the hassle of buying or selling your home, call 1-800-765-5586 for Hal's Homestead Handbook. I have a copy at home, and I keep it right next to my copy of the Old and New Testament Bibles. Thank you. This isn't one of those wild schemes to get rich quick in real estate. Indeed, the author writes a regular column on finance and homeowning. He's also an active realtor in Hudson, Massachusetts. In fact, He uses these same techniques when serving his own clients. So here are actual down-to-earth ways to reduce the cash you need up front, to solve credit problems, to qualify for a loan, to see the fat lady, to lower your monthly payments. Oh, I can hear the sales department going, my God, Jesus, when is Bob Rawley coming back? Nathan loses us more. Make goods. Anyway, here's the number to call. I tell you, you get all the information on the book from the very lovely Jerry at 1-800-765-5586. 1-800-765-5586. The book is called Hal's Homestead Handbook. Let me repeat that about 700 more times in order to try to save this account. That's 1-800-765-5586. You're very brave now, Nathan, but if you were doing this like at 8 o'clock during the commuter hour in the morning, you wouldn't be so brave. 1-800-765-5586. Whatever problems you may have in real estate, let me show you. They can answer the question. You got a question? This book will tell you where to get the answers. Oh, it's a big, heavy book. Oh, I nearly broke my knuckles. Okay, let's see. Let's play the game right after this. I think we can squeeze another commercial before people scream and yell and change their dials, don't you?
Take a fresh look. What do you say? Take a fresh look at purity today.
I'm Pete Sedini, president of Purity Supermarkets. These days, it just doesn't make sense to spend any more than you have to. That's why we're introducing two new value-priced private labels in every Purity store. Over 900 food items in a national line, and more than 250 Value Star health and beauty care items. Our new national and Value Star items are just as good as, or even better than, the big-name brands you see advertised on TV. But they cost us a whole lot less, so we can pass the savings on to you. That's Purity Value.
Take a fresh look, what do you say? Take a fresh look at Purity today.
We're committed to giving you quality products at great prices like these.
This week at Purity, get Purdue Oven Stuffer Roasters for just 67 cents a pound, limit two per customer. 2 liters of Coke or Sprite for 89 cents, and California Strawberries, $3.99 a half flat. That's over 6 pints of fresh berries, plus double manufacturer's coupons only at Purity.
Excuse me, I'm going to have a call on the other line. I'm sorry, Hal. No, just give us one more chance. Don't pull all the commercials just yet. We're getting good results, and we promise I'll be good next time. Thank you. Boy, some sponsors are just so darn touchy. Okay, let's introduce the panel as we play the dumb birthday game. Incidentally, we have a whole new group of people who've never played the game before. Now, Tony Nesbitt, our first-class producer, was going to call some people to line them up, that is, some people wanted to play the game. And Tony decided, and I'm certainly fighting him every bit of the way. No, I'm just joking. I agree. He thought he'd get four people who had never played the game before, and that'd be kind of nice. So those of you who have played, who wanted to play again today, we'll do it the next time. Does what I'm saying make any sense? I have a tendency to ramble. Usually when I'm talking to somebody face-to-face, I know I'm rambling and not making much sense and being terribly boring when I see them starting to walk away. However, I keep talking till I'm sure they're out of earshot.
I wanted you to get me off the hook. Instead, you strung me up.
No, I think they understand that. They say, I've given up my seat to somebody who has never played the game before. I think they understand that.
And that's very admirable, isn't it?
Okay. It's catching whatever is going on here. I think it's in the air conditioning.
I think it is, too.
Because I've been very silly, and so have you.
Some kind of mold or something forming in the vents.
And incidentally, that's Tony Nesbitt, our producer, one of the members of the panel. And let me bring on Russ Gannon, too, before we introduce other members of the panel. Russ?
Why, thank you.
Okay, we have had a request. I don't know whether you heard or not. A request to recreate our Lionel Barrymore, Jimmy Stewart scene. Okay, ready to do that a little bit later on?
Yeah, of course. Who requested that?
I don't know. It came from some weird kind of a hospital somewhere. No, a fellow who called. I've forgotten who asked for that. Oh, a fellow who's a security. Not only is a security guard, but he's on duty all night.
Oh, Joe and Lynn.
Joe and Lynn, that's right. Joe
okay,
and Lynn.
Well, for Joe and Lynn, we'll do it a little bit later on.
That's right. Okay, that's good. And let's see, Mike in Gloucester is playing the game with us for the very first time. Hi, Mike.
Hello. I'm one of those nubile young bucks that are an upstart in this game.
Oh, that's really nice. I happen to be a good-looking young stud myself.
Well,
so.
you have a body of well-tempered steel, right?
Yes, boyish grin and crooked smile. Broad shoulders and slim waist, if you want to do the whole thing.
All right.
Okay.
How are you?
You too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's nice to hear from somebody from the other Cape. We folks who live on the North Shore.
That's right.
Actually, we're on the real Cape. Cape Cod is the other Cape. You're from Cape Ann.
Don't tell too many people about it. We don't want them here.
No, okay. Yeah, stay out of there. For God's sakes, man, you'd hate it. It's treacherous. Here's Betty, we talked with a little bit earlier from Malden, but who's never played the game.
That's right, Norma. In fact, I don't like to listen to the game because I don't know any of the people. I thought I knew some people that were famous, but when they put on all those soaps, I don't know them.
Are you going to make long speeches throughout this entire thing, Betty?
No, I always felt I was insufficient for this game.
You were insufficient?
And Tony said, no.
No.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're playing. I suspect once we get going, you'll find yourself just right on top of everything.
Knowing some people?
Well, maybe.
Thank you.
Okay.
She's made an excuse if she loses already.
That's right, too.
She came in, she just said, hey, listen.
Don't forget, I want to tell you one thing. I have a cat that's playing with my cord, and it's a kitten. And if they pull out the cord from the phone, you better call me back.
Lucky cat.
Yeah, really.
Are you quite through, Betty?
Yes.
Okay. Here's Dottie, who's up in New Hampshire. Hi, Dottie.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Oh, good.
We're
going to be lousy at this game.
Oh, we get another one. Where in New Hampshire are you, by the way?
I'm in Northampton, New Hampshire.
Oh, that's no excuse.
No, that's good because you're in Northampton. I did a survey of Northampton once and also Portsmouth.
Oh, it's so beautiful up here.
Yeah, and I found there was nobody stupid in all of Northampton.
Oh, I guess I won't be either.
No, so you're probably quite brilliant.
Unless she's a newcomer.
Great.
That's right.
Did she just move there?
Yeah, did you just move to Northampton?
I moved here yesterday.
I see, okay. Make that 99.5% a smart, okay? We have Pat in Arlington.
Hi.
Hey, well, a lot of lady folks are playing the game with us today.
I was just sitting here thinking, it's all evened up, three women and three men, right?
That's exactly right.
Hey,
you got
a chance, girls.
Oh, yay.
You are very good at math, and I imagine probably will carry over to how good you are at naming the ages of folks.
Carry
that's
over,
about
math,
as far as...
carry over.
Carry over. That was an accident.
I know it was.
I can't add any more than that.
That's okay, Pat.
Okay,
I still will respect you in the morning.
Well, I'm glad somebody... I don't know whether I'll respect you or not, baby.
Have some more wine, sweetheart. We'll talk later, okay?
Uh-oh.
Just a chug-a-lug, okay, will you, babe?
Okay, love.
Okay. Okay, we have a lot of interesting people who were born on this day. A couple of boring people, too, but I won't tell you which is which. One of the interesting ladies would be Barbara Bush. Do you know her? This is her the birthday of the First Lady? You know, when I say her name, I stammer a lot. Have you noticed that?
Too many bees.
Too many bees. Yeah, Barbara Bush and her orchestra. Okay, we'll start with you, Mike. How old do you think the First Lady of the United States of America is today?
I think that she's 68.
68. Okay, what do you think, Betty?
65.
She would be eligible for Social Security then.
Right.
Do you think when she and George moved into the White House... the welcome wagon came?
Of course.
Okay. Do you think when they get up in the middle of the night, they're now familiar enough with the White House so they know where the light switches are if they have to go to the bathroom? I worry about the first night of anybody in a new building.
It's
you know.
True, yeah.
Up in Maine, I had a hard time at the motel.
What do you mean by that, baby?
I was just up there for 3 days.
Oh, I see. You were in a motel, eh?
Yes. Did you think he had any... But do you think George spent any sleepovers with Ronnie when he was there? Maybe he was a little bit accustomed to the White House?
Oh.
You know, a couple of slumber parties with Congress.
Yeah, they had a pajama party about a couple of times a week, which was never reported, and I resent. Anyway, Dottie, how old do you think Barbara Bush is today?
She's 69.
69, okay. And Pat?
70.
70?
How old is Dottie?
Dottie?
Oh, how old is Dottie? 39. I had
and holding.
And yeah.
And I had a 60th birthday party today.
A 60th?
Yeah, but they were wrong.
I see.
Oh, your birthday was yesterday.
I think Mike is coming on to you, Dottie. If you play your cards right, you may have a date in the morning. But no, just don't just throw it all away.
Hey, Norm.
Yeah?
Give me some turtle soup and make it snappy.
Oh. We got... This guy replaces somebody who tells the bad jokes. Jack Hart. He's the Jack Hart of the...
I thought it was Wolfie. Yeah?
That's right, too. It sounds more like... Sounds more like Wolfie. Yes, Tommy. You think we can do a skit with Lionel Barrymore, Jimmy Stewart, and Wolfie?
What a quinella that is.
How do you do, Mr. Potter? Yeah. Anyway, Tony, what do you think, Barbara?
She's 67.
67.
Yeah.
You say that with such sureness.
Yep.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, that's the temperature right now. That's why. That's where I got the number from.
Oh, that's right. It is 67. That's true. Russ, what do you think?
Well, I'm trying to figure out why Tony sounds so sure of himself. But I'll agree with him.
Okay. What? However,
I'll go out on a limb and agree with him. He's not usually right, but I don't say.
Okay, but obviously you feel he is right much of the time.
I feel it. I sense
it
tonight. Yes.
Okay, Barbara Bush, and a very happy birthday to you, Barbara. She is 67, and that is correct.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. Yep. So Tony and Russ both have hit it right on the button, and Mike was not that far off, only a year off. Yeah. Oh my. How about let's sigh a little bit and milk this one. Okay. How about the Boz Scaggs?
Hey, I waited on him when I was in college.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who's he?
A musician, Boz Scaggs.
He gave me a $100 tip.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Where was this?
At the Yankee Peddler Inn in Holyoke.
That must have been during his heyday. I don't think you can afford $3 now. But
where were you at the time? Were you at the UMass?
Yeah, I was
at Amherst.
Yeah. Oh, in fact, he came in. The reason why it was such a big tip was he came in with his whole band, and I was the only waiter that waited on the whole band. He was actually a very nice guy.
Yeah, how many were in the band?
Oh, boy, there was about 9 of them.
No kidding.
What kind of bill did they run up? Was it a decent tip?
Well, you know, the Yankee Peddler, if you just order summer squash, it was a lot of money. So
overall, if it was $900 bill, then you only got what you...
Yeah, it was probably about a 15% tip.
Oh, see, look at that.
It was a nice tip, and he was a nice tip. Plus, he gave me a couple of tickets to go see the show.
What did he order? Do you recall what he ate himself?
I think he ordered some cream of yak soup.
That was in at that time, I recall.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was cream of yak.
Yeah.
With some little oyster up.
Yeah, because I remember going into the Bluebell restaurant in Middleton Square and ordering the very same thing. And they said, oh, you want the soup du jour.
That's correct.
Yeah. It's cream of yak. Russ, we'll start with you. Boss Skaggs is how old today?
After you got the glands going for that cream of yak soup.
Oh, yeah.
It's been years.
My mouth is watering, yeah.
It is. I'll say he's 46.
46. Did you know, I believe it's the milk of a llama is pink? Then again, maybe it's not.
Tasty.
Wow.
That, along with the milk of yak soup, or whatever, cream of yak soup. Tony, what do you think? How old is Boss Skaggs?
Well, I'll tell you, Russ sounded pretty positive.
Now, that was just a guess.
I know, but it was a positive guess.
That's a good rock star age, I think, for someone from that era.
Yeah, that's right. So I'll have to say 46. I will say 46 also.
Okay, what do you say, Pat?
45.
45, okay. And Dottie?
I'm going to say 44.
44. Betty?
I don't know him at all. I'm a hopeless case. Oh, 43.
Oh, 43. Okay. Mike, now you served him, so you know what he looked like.
Yes, you know that I think we should start a newspaper we'll call it the Daily Llama.
The Daily Llama? I don't
know. I'm going to say that he's 44.
44.
Yeah.
Oh, he went with me.
He likes you, Dottie.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he wants you. He wants you. You can tell. You can tell there's love in his eyes.
I was bad.
Yeah.
Lust
in his eyes. I didn't want to say that.
Oh, I love it.
I come from a good family. We don't talk of lust.
Okay, the actual agent.
You only dream of it, right?
Yeah, that's right. And think of it and save dirty pictures and stuff, but never speak it aloud. Boss Skaggs is 48 years old today. That means that Tony and Russ went again. Because
you're lucky, Russ. I was going to say 47. So
yeah, they said 46.
Yeah, I'm losing.
Neck and neck.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm losing.
I don't think these two are real rookies.
No, they're not. They're the only people who've played this game a lot of times before.
We However, got warmed up last night too by guessing zero.
We got a ton of other names though. So the,
all of let's get on with it.
And some of you, I think, would know probably some of the others better than maybe they would. So,
hey, girls, we need a handicap.
How about? I see. Byron Whizzer White is a member of the U.S. Supreme Court, appointed to the Supreme Court by Jack Kennedy, as a matter of fact, who I think went to Harvard with him at the time. That ought to be a couple of clues right there. Let's start with you, Dottie. What do you think about?
I think he's 72.
Okay, 72. And let's see. Betty, what do you think?
70.
70. And Pat?
75.
75. And Mike?
I'll have to say 75, too.
75 also. And Russ?
I'll go with 77.
And what do you think, Tony?
76.
76. And if you think anybody's going to say, we're certainly not.
That's the spirit.
That was the offstage announcer saying that. Byron Whizzer White is 75.
Oh, I was wrong.
That's Mike
one
and Pat.
One for the girls.
Mike and Pat said 75.
And one for the girls. Yay, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Yeah.
I quit. I'm losing. I already lost.
We don't quit that quickly. Oh, no. Not from folks from Malden.
Get these fresh faces in here, and all they do is complain.
I'm getting frustrated.
Hey, I used to be a girl until I went to Sweden.
We're doing some really raunchy jokes here. You know, this is a class show. You know, you're not on WBCN. This happens to be a class show. Yeah. Let Charles Lacordaire handle that kind of crappy humor. We do upscale stuff.
This isn't WBCN.
No, it's so okay. Great.
Hey, Nancy Sinatra, this is her birthday today, too. We'll start with Tony on this one. Nancy Sinatra.
Her boots were made for walking.
Her boots were made for walking, yeah, and she did a song with her father. What was that one called? I forgot. They did a song. It was a lousy song, anyway. Not as bad as These Boots Are Made for Walking, but what the heck. Anyway, what do you think, Tony?
Nancy Sinatra, huh?
Yep.
40. No.
Named after her mother, also, if that doesn't provide any clue at all.
Well, that helps, right?
Oh, yeah.
I got it pegged.
Yeah. Lucky you. 46. I'll say 46.
46. Okay.
Went out again, yeah.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I was going to say 46, but I'll say 47 to be different.
47 to be different.
Sure. Fine.
Okay. And Pat?
Well, let's try 48.
Let's try 48. If it doesn't fit, we'll try 49. Or maybe a 45 or 6. Okay. And what do you think?
Something in blue, please.
Yes, that's right, too. I'd like, I'm a guy, so if you'd cut off.
As long as it isn't pink llama milk.
Oh, boy. Ma, help me. Russ, what do you say?
49.
49. Betty?
Say 50.
You'll say 50. And Dottie, what do you think?
I'm going with Russ, 49.
49, you're going with Russ.
Thank you.
Okay, and that's really nice. It's about time somebody went with Russ, I would say.
What?
Kind of a maniacal scream for a second.
I don't know about that.
How can she look so clean and laugh so dirty?
Oh, me?
We got a ton of one-liners here, haven't we? Nancy Sinatra is actually 52 years old.
Oh, wow.
Betty said 50, and she came the closest. So Betty is up there on the scoreboard, too.
Hooray for me.
See?
Betty, I like you.
Okay, Betty.
Betty, I like you.
Oh, boo.
You're scoring too much.
Boo. One score.
I love it when women claw at each other. Yeah, like, don't you do it?
Watch the fur fly.
Oh, it's really kind of exciting. Ooh, yeah.
My kid pulls out the bone plug. It'll be funny.
Oh, we're still back to that again, are we? Maybe Jerry Stiller. No, Stiller and Mirror with a comedy team.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Jerry Stiller has his birthday today also. And let's start with, let's see, have we started with you yet, Dottie?
Yeah.
Betty, we haven't started with you.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I know him well, too.
Jerry Stiller.
No excuses. 60.
60, okay. And Pat?
55.
What do you think, Rush?
I'll say 58.
Tony?
59.
Ooh. Dottie, what do you say?
I'm going to say 57.
57. And Mike?
I'm going to say 61.
61.
That was my second answer.
No, it was. It really
yeah,
was.
Really?
Yeah.
It's too bad you didn't stick with it because Jerry Stiller is 63 and the 61 is the closest. So Mike has got his second victory, yes?
I would have had a movie prize.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
I would have had five. I guess 76 for somebody, and I thought, no, I'll go with 75. No, I'll be greedy. I want it all by myself.
Greedy,
and the person was 75, and oh.
Greedy. What's the booby prize?
We'll just let him go on. He begins.
Yeah, let me get it out of my system. Yeah.
What is the booby prize?
The booby prize.
Yeah, Tony, keep your hands off those booby prizes.
Not.
No, we have one prize, and it's actually a booby prize. It's a
booby.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, two boobies if you come in second.
Only three of us qualify.
I think we're getting tasteless again. I don't know. Now we're getting to sound like Matt Siegel. I don't know what we're doing here. Joan Rivers. Okay, today's Joan Rivers' birthday. Let's see.
If
let's
you
start.
Say so.
Today's her birthday. Mike, what do you think? How old is Joan Rivers?
Today's Joan Rivers' birthday, eh?
Today is, yeah.
Wow,
today
I'm
is.
I'm going to say that she's 57.
57, okay.
No, take that back. 54.
54.
Correct.
Okay, and today, of course, is June 8th, in case you have a birthday or anything today. You're the same day as all these other folks.
My birthday is the same day as
Pompeii. I had one yesterday.
Hold on just a minute. What did you say, Mike?
My birthday is the same day that Pompeii exploded.
What day was that?
August 24th.
The day he makes an ash of himself?
Ooh.
Thank God there are only one-liners, because if there are any more...
Betty, what do you say?
Oh, I say 66.
66.
Oh, no.
Okay, Dottie?
51.
Pat?
60.
And Tony?
59.
You're going to stick with 59,
That's
eh?
Right.
And Russ?
I'll say 60 as well.
60, okay.
You loser.
Oh, he's getting cocky, isn't he, huh? Actually, Joan Rivers today is 55, which means that Mike, who said 54, again was the closest.
He looks a lot older.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Isn't that a catty remark.
I may have to dispute that, but is both of your sources say that?
Hold on a minute while I check. Let's see.
Yeah, Tony, I wonder why
only
you
because
would
I had read
that.
Something today, and yeah. They had two certain birthdays in there, and that's one
okay,
of them I thought was...
Here's AP says 55.
Yeah. Well, that's
and,
pretty reliable.
Yeah, and let's see about our other sheet here. Hold on a minute while I rattle some more papers in your ear. The other one says 55 also. They're two separate sources. Two different, totally different.
Oh, all right. I'll accept it.
Okay.
A scoring update, sir.
Try those supermarket magazines. They say she turned 60 this year.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
They did. Well, what's wrong?
1-900-GOSSIP.
$5 for the first minute, and $17 for each additional minute thereafter.
No.
Okay, here's a scoring update. Mike has three correct answers. Tony
two.
And Russ both have two apiece. Pat and Betty have won one round, and Dottie is just waiting in the wings to spring forth. Pardon me?
Round of applause, please.
Well, no, actually, the main prize is kind of like a booby prize because it's tasteless and worthless.
You're actually better off if you lose and you don't get it.
Old bubble gum from the bedpost.
Old bubble gum from the bedpost. Now, is this rich, ribald humor? How about Alexis Smith, the third beautiful actress?
Alexis.
Married to the guy, remember, who was on, what was that great television show? One of the early days of television. Great score by... Henry Mancini, I think, wrote the score.
Peter Gunn,
yeah. Wow. The star of that was Craig, was it?
Steven.
Craig Stevens. She was married, I think, is still married to Craig Stevens. That's right, Alexis Smith. Beautiful lady. Anyway, Russ, we'll start with you. How old is Alexis Smith?
Well, I have no idea.
The enthusiasm in his voice.
Well, confusion.
You know, wait a minute. Here, just 1 minute. You call me a frustrated old man. And here you come crawling on your hands and knees, not even knowing how old Alexis Smith is. What is the matter with you anyway, you sniveling coward?
What? This rabble you're always talking about? Well, this is the rabble that does most of the buying and selling in this town. Mr. Potter, you sit there and you spin your web and you think you can buy and sell people. Well, you can't. And I have no idea how old she is.
Well, your father, stupid as he was, he didn't realize he was in the real business.
Well, he at least
knew how old people were.
Well, I admit, my father wasn't much of a businessman, Mr. Potter. I understand that, but he sank his heart and soul into this business, so people could
never mind that. You come crawling on your hands and knees. At least tell me how old you think Alexis Smith is.
I'll have to say 68, Mr. Potter. And forgive me if I'm wrong.
I don't forgive anybody for anything. I think we're losing it. This is a good time to bring that to an end. I'm losing it, not you.
How about some of that charcoal anti-gas treatment? It's a hell of a trouble there.
How about taking that act on the road?
That was a good one. Yeah, right.
Anyway,
hey, Tony, keep driving.
How old do you think Alexis Smith is, Tony?
Peter Gunn, huh?
Peter Gunn.
Married to Craig Stevens at the time of the series.
That's right. She was not on the series.
How old was Craig Stevens at the time?
Craig Stevens was 14. That laugh really gets you. Sounds like somebody just
tickled her.
Yeah, somebody hit her on the butt with a very cold hand.
That brings new meaning.
Yeah, I'm glad nobody said about turning the other cheek. I'm so glad nobody said that. Anyway, how old is Alexis Smith?
She's 64.
64, okay. Yeah. 64. Pat, what do you think? 72. Did you notice that Pat had kind of a little smile in her voice, kind of like a little dimple in the voice? That was so cute. Dottie, what do you say?
75.
Betty?
She's old. 71.
She's old.
That's
71.
Old.
Well, old. 71 is that's old.
That's not old, Pat.
Mike, what do you say?
Oh, I'm gonna say that she's 72.
72. Okay, we're ready to check out her birthplace. Let's see, where was she born anyway?
Ah,
to check the town hall there.
To check out her birthplace.
Yeah, she was born in Penticton, British Columbia, Canada. Might be taking a little while before we get the results. So I'll tell you what I think. She's 71, actually.
Oh, be dooby 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 doo.
Betty, guessed that right on the butt?
Yes.
Very good. Now, many of you were very close, like Pat.
Yeah.
And Mike both said 72, which was very good.
Not me.
Tony was right there in the running, too, wasn't he?
Not me.
Yeah. Well, you were 68. That was. Oh, no, you said 64. That's right.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Not me.
Jimmy said 68.
First time game person got two answers. Not me.
Listen to them.
Really?
They're reveling in the glory and the light.
Oh, gee. Okay, one more. Just this is your last one now, okay?
Oh.
I'm sorry. Bonnie Tyler. You know Bonnie Tyler?
No. Total eclipse of the heart.
Singer Bonnie Tyler.
The one-hit wonder.
Yeah, she's the great-great-great-granddaughter of President John Tyler.
Turn around, bright eyes.
And, I made that up. Anyway, Bonnie Tyler. We'll start with you, Mike. How old is Bonnie Tyler?
Thank you.
Did we start with you the last time? No, we didn't. No. We started with Russ. Okay, so we'll start with you this time.
Okay, Bonnie Tyler. One hit. What was her one hit?
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Country song?
Thank you, Ty. No, it's a rock song.
Country rock?
Nope,
rock. Pop rock.
All right, well, what the heck? I'll say 28.
You'll say 28?
Correct.
Maybe when she made the song, she was 20. No.
She also made a song called You Put a Piece of Carbon Paper Under Your Heart and Gave Me Just a Copy of Your Love. That's one of her big ones. Oh, she, somebody just put the cold hand right back on there again, eh?
You're right. That's what it sounds like. That's probably the best description.
Yeah. What do you think, Betty?
Oh, I don't even know who she is.
Oh, you'd like her if you knew her.
26.
26? Okay.
That's up the trend
here. Okay, and Dottie, what do you say?
I don't know who she is either.
Oh, boy, she'd feel very badly if she were listening to us right now.
Oh, that's terrible. I'll say 27.
27. Okay. And Pat?
So who is she already? I'll say 25.
You say 25. And Tony?
Oh, Russ, what do you think?
Oh, never mind that.
Nope, you go first.
34. Yeah.
36.
Uh-oh. Okay, it's time to check now. The actual age of Bonnie Tyler is 39.
Oh!
What is she?
And holding.
39, I think is...
39.
Oh, my God, there's two of us here.
Dueling Bennies.
Dueling Bennies. She's the closest was Russ, who said 36.
Oh. Well, her single came out in 82, so, yeah. You know, that was 11 years. But I couldn't say that, folks. Sorry.
Yeah, but still, do you know how old she was when the single came out? Or you just made
some
kind of...
She was a hag then.
She was...
She looked
wow.
She looked like she'd been, you know, around the music scene for a while.
And what What exactly does that look like?
Well, it was produced by Jim Steinem, who produced Meatloaf.
Yep.
So in that circuit, that was not the pretty people.
No, you're right. He's so. Right.
Okay, now the
I know what you're talking about, Russ.
So thank you, Tony.
Here's the final score, boys
Don't
and girls.
Don't tell the final score.
Don't. Why is that? Is this Dottie?
Yes.
That's right. You're the one who never. You hadn't get, didn't
I
get
never
anything.
Got one.
You didn't get one. That's true.
Mm. She kept getting slapped.
That's right, too. Yeah.
There was.
I'm sorry. What's that, please?
Did you ever call back that guy that built his own submarine?
No, I have not. We ought to call him back. That's true. He would have launched it by now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He was going to launch it sometime in May.
Right.
We'll have to do that. Yeah, we'll have to call him back.
You have one more. I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm looking for one more. Nothing, really?
No, that's really about the size of it, yeah.
How about someone that you don't think will know? One of those names. You got one of those on there?
No,
I just want to hear a name.
Can't we have one more so I can score? Yeah, let her, please.
Well, you had Barbara Bush, George Bush.
That's her own age.
That's
can't
true.
We have one more so I can score?
I'm terribly sorry, but regulation time has run out.
You don't say that at a bar, Dottie, do you? Asking for that last beer.
Oh, shut up, you.
Okay,
you can always order two drinks at last call.
How old is
Is that right?
How do we get onto this thing? Hey, hold on. Down, girls. Easy. Here's the final score. Anyway, Mike has three correct answers, so he is the winner, along with Russ, who also had three.
Yay!
So actually, Mike gets the Tasteless Nothing prize from the WBZ Tacky Gift Shop.
Wow.
Russ would normally accept. He sort of works here.
Except I pass to Mike.
Okay, so instead of giving you two tacky gifts, we'll give Mike one really
tacky.
Incredibly tacky gift.
Right. Do I really get a gift?
Yes, you will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you hold on, and we'll take your name and address.
I'm very impressed.
And it'll be delivered by a Westinghouse hitman who'll come and break your nose while he gives you the gift.
Ask for a handout on the
way. That's right. You know, Westinghouses, they're not too lavish with their pay. If you could just give me a crust of bread, perhaps. Perhaps a little bit of soda water, something of that nature to keep me going.
Why don't you just give him some soda bread and get it out of the way?
That's right. Betty had two. That was very good, Betty.
I want to thank you very much. I had a wonderful time.
Well, thank you very much. And
do I get anything? Do I get anything at all?
You got the joy and the excitement of playing the game.
Do I get a picture of you? But I already got one of you with little glasses. Is that the only picture you have?
That's the only one, yeah.
You look like your granny glasses.
I know it. Those were not my glasses. The thing was, I don't know why, my own glasses didn't seem to photograph well or something, so I borrowed the photographer's glasses.
Is that
and
right?
he couldn't see me too well, which is why the picture came out the way it did. Also, I remember I got a letter from somebody saying, I just got your picture, and I'm really disappointed because I thought you were better looking than that. And I sent her a letter back saying, if you think, if you're disappointed looking at the picture, where do you see me? I don't even look as good as the picture.
What year was that picture taken, by the way?
That picture was taken... the real answer, let's see, I won't kid you with this. Now, I think it was taken about 6 or 7 years ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, they don't seem to take pictures too readily here.
I was very happy to get it.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
I was very happy to get the picture, but I thought maybe I'd get a T-shirt or something tonight. I really wanted a T-shirt. I'm a T-shirt person.
Yeah, I know you are. I can tell just by looking at you, but we don't have any T-shirts or anything.
I think I have an old yellow ratty one at home in the drawer.
I'm tall and blonde with long legs.
Are you wet or dry, T-shirt?
What is who's tall and blonde with long legs?
And who's wet or dry?
Wet or dry T-shirts.
Okay. Anyway, Tony has two. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. Pat had one. And
how long was your TV show on?
A couple of years.
Was it?
That Sunday morning thing?
Yeah,
Sunday,
what was the name of that?
Sunday Open House.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a clever name, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
You know what the clothing was the first time was... was a leisure suit like they do on Friend, what's that called? Friend with Tonight with Martin Mull?
Oh, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is rerunning on the Nick at Night thing, which is a funny show. But the leisure suits lasted about 3 minutes. And they remember going on by, they thought it'd be something on a Sunday morning show. I read the paper, there's an audience, so you have donuts and stuff.
You wore yours for 2 years.
I think it may still be hanging in my closet. Things do come back, you know.
And I have another question for you.
Yes.
When were you the morning man? How many years ago?
Now, where was that?
In Boston.
At a Boston radio station?
Yeah.
Oh. That was, let me see. I'm not exactly sure. It was sometime during the early 80s. Or 82, 83. Does that sound right?
It wasn't in the 60s at all?
No, in the 60s... I was at another station. I feel embarrassed to say all this.
In Boston, or?
Yeah, no, I was at one station. I was doing an all-night show from the late 50s to the late 60s, and then I went on afternoons and middays until about 74 when I went to the all-news station. Oh, I was on the all-news station in doing the morning, but that's not what you're thinking of, is it?
No, no. Maybe, I just remember you when I was a kid going to school.
Yeah, you're probably...
We all remember him when we were a kid.
Yeah, you're probably thinking of Joe Toll, who ran a Lithuanian program and sounded very much
like
me.
It was a combination of Lithuanian and polka music?
Yes, it was. We played a lot of polka music.
Correct.
I think it's time to wind this thing up. You think we're running out of snappy ends?
I'm sorry. Nodded off.
Okay. Anyway, Mike is the winner, and...
thank you.
I'm going to thank you. Hold on a minute, Mike.
Okay.
And Tony will take your name and address. I want to thank you, Tony. You want to hang up on me?
I guess so.
You can't, you're not on the phone, though.
Well, you know.
And Dottie was
there he goes. Yes, Dottie, thank you very much. You have been a very good sport about this.
We had such fun.
We certainly did.
It was really nice.
Let's do it again sometime,
love you,
girl.
Norm.
Thank you very much, Dottie and Betty. Let's get rid of both of them quickly. Let's see. And
get rid of Pat, too.
Oh, is that you, Pat?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye. Oh, I did get rid of her right in the middle of a word. And thank you also, Russ.
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm right here.
Oh, I see. You sound like you slipped down to the bottom of the tank.
Oh, just listening to the scanners. Traffic still goes on.
Okay, we'll talk with you again in about 15 minutes about traffic, and appreciate you playing the game with us.
Okay.
Okay, and Mike, thank you. Here's Tony. He'll take the information.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Pleasure to talk with you, too. Take care now.
This summer, if you want to be where the action is, you have two choices. Fly all the way to Barcelona or come to the Concorde Resort Hotel. You see, at the Concorde, we too have excitement in Olympic proportions. 3,000 picturesque mountainous acres and 3 golf courses, one of which is ranked by Golf Digest as among America's 100 greatest. Our tennis credentials are just as impressive. In fact, Tennis Magazine calls the Concorde one of the 50 greatest tennis resorts in America. There's also our brand new 33,000 square foot fitness center complex, plus swimming, boating, hiking, and jogging trails, horseback riding, baseball, basketball, handball, and so much more. And if you think the evenings slow down, think again. The Concorde offers 5 separate nightclubs and some of the biggest stars in show business. So why watch all the action when you can come to the Concorde and be a part of it all?
For reservations and special packages, call the Concorde at 1-800-431-3850.
WBZ AM 1030 knows its business.
The profits taken continues to pressure the market at this point.
From the floor of the stock exchange up to the minute reports from Wall Street.
I asked Stana USA President David Walton why the company chose the Bay State.
Anthony Silva with New England Business News every morning and afternoon. Every business day. Throughout the day. Get the business news you need when you need it. Only on New England's news and information station. WBZ AM 1030.
Okay, we'll take some phone calls again, 254-1030. We have a couple of open lines, not two, in fact, we have a whole bunch of open lines. 254-1030, area code is the lovely 617. Let me do the weather, okay? And let's see, this is the five-day forecast from WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Brett Anderson. Variably cloudy today and humid, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm into the afternoon, the highs in the low 80s. Tonight, Monday night, clearing and cooler, lows in the upper 50s. Tuesday, tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and cooler, highs 75 degrees. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 75. And Thursday, variably cloudy, chance of a shower or thundershower, highs 72 degrees. The temperature outside our studios right now, 67 degrees here in Boston, 67. And the temperature hasn't gone down much over the past few hours. I think around midnight it was 70, gone to 67, and very, very sticky. And I thank you very much for being with us right through the night. You're okay. This is the Bob Rawley program. Bob is just taking today off. He'll be back overnight tonight with you again. My name is Norm Nathan. Sitting in for him, along with Tony Nesbitt, our producer, and we'll take some calls. That is Barbara in Maynard. Hi, good morning, Barbara.
Hi, Norm. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you doing?
Very well. I was up late tonight because I'm getting ready to go to Alaska on Wednesday.
Oh, really? Where in Alaska are you going and why?
We're going quite a few places. We're going to be in Ketchikan and Juneau and Skagway and Fairbanks and Anchorage and Kotzebue above the Arctic Circle. And the reason we're going is to see the midnight sun.
Oh, that's good. You're going just a vacation kind of trip.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds
yeah.
lovely.
It's
sounds gonna lovely.
It's going to be on almost every form of transportation except horseback, I think.
would you when you get back, would you give us a rundown?
Oh, sure.
Of the trip. Now, when are you leaving?
Wednesday morning. Going to spend the night in Vancouver, and then we sail on Thursday afternoon, and we're on a cruise ship for the first three nights, and then we change to a smaller boat and go up the canal, the Lynn Canal, up to Skagway, and then we take a train through Denali State Park and see Mount McKinley. And then we fly up to Kotzebue, and that's where the sun never goes below the horizon, and we're overnight there, but we won't know it's night.
Yeah, that's right. That's interesting, Kotzebue, because we've been talking with a woman in Barrows, which same thing. It's 24 hours of daylight
right.
for the next 2 or 3 months. So I guess you'll be right in the same general area,
yeah.
I suppose, and also. She says that the snow, not I don't know about the snow, but the ice cover is always there, or the ground is always frozen. It's never warm enough for any kind of thawing.
Oh, boy, I hope I don't have to take boots.
No,
I didn't pack those.
No, maybe not boots, but you've been told, I imagine, to bring warm clothing for when you get up that area, I would guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was in Alaska last year, as a matter of fact, in August.
Oh, okay.
And,
you know all about it then.
Well, just in southeast Alaska. We just did the Inside Passage last year, and then we decided that we wanted to see the midnight sun, so we decided to go back again this year. But it was chilly, particularly in the evenings. It got down in the upper 40s or so, mid-40s.
Even that far south.
Yeah.
Yeah, so by the time you get to that northern point, I imagine it would be very, very chilly at night.
Yeah. Maybe I better put in another sweater, huh?
I guess, I don't know. I've never been there. I envy you for going. It just sounds like a magnificent area.
It is. It's just such open wilderness. It's really beautiful, and the mountains and the snow-capped, you know, mountains and the icy streams and the glacial runoff. It's all beautiful, beautiful country.
Hey, do call when you get a chance when you get back, because I'd love to find out exactly what you saw and your impressions of all of that.
I'd be glad to.
You're a good person, Barbara, and I thank you.
Thanks. Okay, Norm, I just wanted to say goodbye before I took off, because I'm going to be gone a couple of weeks. So.
Have a great trip.
Okay, Norm. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, I'm really envious of her. I'd be love to be going. Jerry, who's down on the Cape. How you doing, Jerry?
Hello. Greetings. I'm a little confused that the radio doesn't seem to be in tune with what you're saying.
No, it's not, because what you're hearing on the radio is 7 seconds after I'm saying it to you on the phone.
I see. Well, now, the other evening, and I'm sorry to be getting back a little bit late, you mentioned Max Lerner.
Yes.
Who was one of the two stars at Williams College during his teaching career. And who wrote for You Thought PM, exactly right.
It was PM, and then later they went out of business, and it was the New York Star, was that right? He wrote for them. PM was a daily newspaper, so I remember it. And then
PM was one of the real front runners in journalism during World War II.
Yes.
Ralph Ingersoll was the editor.
That's right.
And
that's
a couple
right.
of the assistant editors were Nieman Fellows at Harvard. And I knew them, Ken Crawford and Stuart McMillan.
Did I.F. Stone, did he write for PM, too? I know he had a newsletter later on, and he was sort of the same era as much.
Izzy Stone, who I knew just slightly and talked with several times, was a ranking individualist who put out his own paper, and I don't recall that before that he had much affiliation with other papers.
Yeah, I knew that he put out a newsletter that was, you know, very strong stuff, but I thought somehow before that he had a regular column in an established newspaper, and then, as you said, he was very much an individualist. I had a feeling he did not get along with the editorial policy of whatever the paper was.
But he and carried his weight. He was extremely well regarded by everybody.
He was.
And greatly missed. By the way, did you remember that Dr. Seuss used to do cartoons for PM?
No, I don't. I didn't know that.
Theodore Geisel, his real name, otherwise known as Dr. Seuss. And I once wrote to him and asked him for the original sketch of his cartoon of an isolationist. This was just before we got into World War II. You can date me probably pretty easily. And he sent it up, and I gave it to Harvard College Library.
No kidding. That's great.
Yeah, it should still
be
there.
Now, I remember reading PM, it was 1944, I guess. Yeah, 45 maybe.
Well, it was going strong. Marshall Field was funding it.
That's right.
It took no ads. And I remember one illustration in the paper during the early stages of the war. The heading was, "Look, Adolf, we're launching them in bunches like bananas." And it showed six submarines being launched.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very spicy paper.
Yeah, I remember first getting turned on to that. I was just sort of becoming of age, just becoming interested in politics.
Yeah.
And their politics seemed to make sense to me, although maybe I just say that in retrospect. At the time, I was really learning about differences between liberals and conservatives and right-wing and left. I'm totally ignorant about the whole business. But I worked at a radio station. We had some really sharp people. And they would talk politics so much and talk about PM and all of that and Max Lerner and I.F. Stone to a point where it was a great education for me. And I got to like it so much that
By the way, are you any kin to George Jean Nathan?
No, I wish I were. I don't think so. He was the great New York critic.
He wrote the drama reviews for Judge magazine, which you may remember.
Yes, I do. I do remember that. And almost any collection of theater things has got George G. Nathan in there, I know, who is very highly regarded.
Indeed.
No, there were,
guy.
Yeah, there were a few Nathans that I always wanted to be related to, and I don't think I've related to any. One was Robert Nathan, the author, who wrote some very tender novels.
Yeah.
And there was another Robert Nathan who was an economist and was head of the Americans for Democratic Action at one point.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I was not related to any of them, I don't believe.
ADA, of course, was the organization that evolved out of UDA, which was started by Reinhold Niebuhr.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Well, as a clergyman, I've followed that sort of thing. By the way, there was one problem with Max Lerner. I don't know if you remember when we did the carpet bombing of Dresden.
Yeah.
There were people who spoke out strongly in conscience against that tactic of or strategy of our war game. And dear old Max let himself down a little bit by declaiming the Warriors of God.
Really?
Who were protesting against the destruction of Dresden. And I think that was a bad, bad mistake on our part.
Yeah, there were a lot of awfully good columnists. See, maybe it just seems in retrospect, maybe there are a lot now, but we look upon those of our youth as being especially potent. The people that we mentioned, plus, I've forgotten there. I just had a few more in mind. Walter Lippmann was one, and a number of others who wrote during that time.
Oh, yeah. Dandy, Scotty Rustin.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, you have a good parish. You maintain a good tone and cheer people up. I don't know how you had a long night tonight. I'll just end off by saying good wishes to you.
Thanks a lot, Jerry. Thanks. I appreciate the call very much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Coming up to 4 o'clock, we'll have news, and then we'll be here for another hour. And I hope you will be here for a while anyway, as long as you can, and do call. We have about two open lines now, 254-1030, area code 617. Tony Nesbitt, our producer. My name is Norm Nathan. We're coming up to news in about 20 seconds at 4 o'clock.
When you need the latest traffic, listen for Traffic on the Threes every weekday morning and afternoon on New England's news and information station, WBZ, Boston.
That trip to Alaska sounded incredible. Speaking of incredible, the reviews are in and Norm and Russ are a hit as Lionel and Jimmy, coming soon to a theater near you. Please like, subscribe, and share. Hit the bell so you can get notifications when the next big show airs. And check the description box for more info, such as, I'm happy to add, that you can also find us now on Spotify and Amazon Music. Thank you just so darn much for listening, closing the vault, and riding these radio waves home.
Woo!
For Uncle Norm, I'm Tony Nesbitt.